Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Sunday, October 20th, 2024. My newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. I'm going to cover a lot of material here with you, so just bear with me. Now, I'm getting bombarded over this last couple of days with a lot of questions about the upcoming presidential selection, what people should do. I talked about this recently. I understand, believe me, that there is a lot of uncertainty here. I also understand that this market, in my professional opinion, is pricing in a Donald Trump presidency. Now, what that means is if the market doesn't get what it wants, it's going to throw a tantrum. The crypto sector as a whole could throw a tantrum. The stock market itself could throw a tantrum. But we can take a lot of the guesswork out of here if we look at a few metrics to decide whether or not we need to maybe take up a cash position prior or just prior to the selection or ride it out. So just hold those thoughts as we cover the material here in this video. Now, I want to start off with some economic news and a few things that are going on here. Now, Friday, right after the market closed, we got some information here and I want to share that with you. You probably know what I'm talking about with regard to the budget deficit. I did put out a report in my newsletter and I sent this out to all of you who do follow this blog as well. So here we go. The U.S. budget deficit in fiscal 24 swells to its third highest level on record. Now, does this surprise you at all? Is a single one of you who follow this blog shocked at all? No, it probably doesn't faze you because you expected it. This is not going to stop. Debts, deficits, ballooning, more debt on a scale that you can't even believe is coming down the pike. Currency devaluation, artificially suppressed rates. I mean, you name it, it's going to get thrown at us and other things too. So just keep that in mind. Now, as we all understand, a new record high on Friday for the Dow and the S&P 500. Longest winning streak that we've seen in quite a long time. As a matter of fact, 47 new record highs this year. You can't make this stuff up. Now, this is Barron's. The everything rally looks terrific. You know, sure, a lot of things look good on paper. Hold that thought. I want you to consider, look, man, when you hear this kind of talk like that, it should raise a red flag. All right, we understand the mechanism behind this. It's massive debt creation out of nothing that's propping up this market. That's all. This can stop, and it will stop at a moment of the central bank's choosing. No accident. No comedy of errors, no mistake. So we're going to ride this wave. We're going to ride it. Now, in case one thing happens, and we're going to talk more about that in just a moment, so just bear with me. So let's go on. So this is Barron's Market Watch again. Gold just might be safer than treasury bonds. Treasury bonds are going to melt down on a scale that people aren't going to believe eventually. So, gold versus treasury bonds, duh, it's a no-brainer. How about this one? Gold hits a new record and is set up for even more gains. Gold, people, in my opinion, along with silver, especially silver, are unstoppable forces that you and I are capitalizing on again. This environment is not real. None of it is real. It's an illusion being built up on the back of debt, like we've never seen, global debt, like we've never seen in the history of the world. And what is this doing? It's propping up global markets, the world economy contracting at its fastest pace on record. Do you think that's just an accident? Why central banks are ballooning the money supply? Meanwhile, you've got the economy of the world contracting and faster and faster and faster. And then, of course, you got the propaganda ministries, the CNBC, the Bloomberg, the Fox Business. Oh, we're great. Everything is fine. You couldn't possibly be better. We got war, the expansion of war, the build-up to war. Whatever they got to do. Believe me, the mechanism is not going to stop. But we are using the MMRI, which I want to show you. So stick around a minute because there's a key here whether we should be getting out of this market or the way we should be staying in this market. Now, we're going to talk about that. But before we get there, We have to talk about this. Subscribe to my newsletter. It's free to everybody. Link in the description of this video. Something that no one's talking about, I have brought this up from a very long time. As a matter of fact, this maximum saturation, this is mine. Anyone else that's using this got it from me, all right? Period. But it's a real thing, and I want to talk about this because no one else is. And we need to understand what's happening here with regard to the stock market, the global debt situation here, and a few other things. So I'm going to read this. I'm going to ad-lib through it. But I do want you to look, man, this is for you, and it's free, all right? You guys and girls are going to get this first who subscribe to my newsletter. Again, that's free too. Link in the description of this video. It will come out in the Trends Journal and a couple of other publications as well, but you get it first. Why? Because I got your back. So let's cover this, people. Excuse me. Markets. Why is no one talking about this maximum saturation? Okay, here we go. Not since, listen to this, people, really. Not since the run-up to the March 2000 stock market crash, dot-com bubble, have we seen the stock market do what it's doing right now. The stock market is rising at its fastest pace since the dot-com era. Oh, but it's all beautiful, right? Not before nor since the run-up to the bursting of the dot-com stock market bubble and subsequent meltdown has the stock market run up so fast. So far this year, 2024, the stock market has hit, are you ready for this, 47 new record highs. Would it surprise you, and it won't, would it surprise you to know that today it is the same mechanism in place which led up to the dot-com stock market crash which is driving the stock market today? Now, I don't think that's going to surprise a single person here. Leading up to the dot-com meltdown, guess what it was? It was low interest rates, easy money, which led up to wild speculation in the stock market, especially tech. Are we all on the same page? People just can't remember what happened in the past. The past may not play out exactly as it always does, but it certainly does rhyme. Now, the effect of low and artificially suppressed rates always plays out the same, people. This is, again, why you have to understand the situation that we're in is deliberate. This is no accident, no comedy of errors. This is obviously being put in place to bring about a particular end. If you and I understand it's the same mechanisms all the time that inflates price action distortions and stock market bubbles, if we know that, do you think central bankers, they just have no clue? Really? Anyway, here we go. The effect of low artificially suppressed rates is always the same. It creates massive and out of control market speculation, which leads to a multiples expansion cycle. Does this sound familiar to you? Investors are willing to pay more to own shares of stock. Okay. The mechanism of low and artificially suppressed rates consequently and directly creates massive price action distortions in equities and stocks, which therefore leads to an inevitable stock market meltdown. Can I please get a series of duh, 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 duh? Again, we are well aware of this. Central bank, are you trying to tell me that central bankers and politicians, especially ones that went to Wharton Business School, don't know this? But meanwhile, these same people are promising you lower rates right now? And obviously that means a weaker currency. What are they doing? What are they doing? They're selling you a defense plan, which means you lose eventually, of course. But what makes today's situation exponentially worse than the dot-com bubble era is this. Today the system is debt saturated, leading up to a maximum saturation. Let's talk about this. You guys and girls who have been with me long enough have heard me say that before. The paradox here, and you are well aware of this, is that even though the system is debt saturated, there's not enough of it. There's not enough debt. Does that sound kind of insane? But listen to this. Okay. The current central bank run debt-based system can only operate in perpetual expanding debt. On the same page? This means that debt must expand. Duh. In greater and greater amounts just to function. It can't stop. And anyone who's trying to sell you some kind of a plan that we're going to get rid of the debt and deficits and everything else is misleading you on a scale that is biblical. You're being lied to. Imagine my shock, a politician lying. You can't make it up. It's a perpetual super black hole. Now, what makes this situation even worse than that? Let's move forward. The system has already hit what I call maximum saturation. This is a term I came up with years ago. Maximum saturation occurs when the already debt-saturated environment must now be fueled with parabolic debt just to continue to function. Does that sound familiar? Because that's exactly what's happening now. We are watching world debt, surge higher at its fastest pace ever in history on record or anywhere else you want to look. The first sign, and I've told you this before, the first sign of maximum saturation is worldwide inflation. Now, there are some of you who still are living in your United States box that this is a problem of the United States. It's Biden's fault. It's Trump's fault. Whoever's fault it might be, you want to blame, or they're pointing the finger at us. No. Again, this is a worldwide phenomenon. Wake the freak up. So the first sign of maximum saturation is worldwide inflation, which is what we have now. So now, does this sound familiar to you? To keep the already debt-saturated system going, are you ready? Central banks must now work in concert or together to massively suppress rates and therefore dramatically devalue the currency. Why do you think that we have Kamala and Trump promising you lower rates? Because they're well aware of the situation, well aware of it. But you see, you're not allowed to know. Imagine if one of these two creatures, none of which are human beings because they don't have one single human quality, would ever tell you the truth of the situation that we're in. Imagine that. Can't happen. Ultimately, this maximum saturation condition cannot be overcome. So they can devalue the currency. They can promise you lower rates. Eventually, we're going to hit a wall here. And an eventual lockup of the credit/debt markets will occur. That means everything stops. It ends. Transactions can't take place. It's just over. You go to your bank. There's no cash in there. Zeros across the board. Just done. And that's how they're going to bring us to our knees. Period. I know it already, and so do you. The situation, again, must be blamed on something, whether it's war, expanding war, whether it's another scamdemic, whatever they got to do, the Fed must remain blameless. Why do you think no one's pointing their finger at the Fed? Why was there not a single question about monetary policy during the presidential clown show debate or the vice presidential clown show debate? You can't know this stuff. It's all scripted, man. Anyway. Maximum saturation, central banks gone wild. Let's talk about what central banks are doing during this maximum saturation event, which we are in right now. Today, the number one buyer of debt is world central banks. Today, the number one buyer of gold is world central banks. Think about it for a moment. As central banks continue to issue their singular product to the world, debt, in the form of currency, in mass, they themselves are hoarding gold. They're using their product, currency, again, to buy whatever they want. So, moreover, central banks are using the currency that they create out of nothing to buy back and monetize the debt. And this is how governments of the world are funding themselves, man. It's a Ponzi in the literal sense. Make it up. And they're buying gold as well, buying all the debt, buying all the gold. For over 10 years, this guy has been saying, bet against the debt and become your own central bank. Are we all on the same page? Well, today, with central banks now the number one buyer of gold, they themselves are betting against their own system, people, which we are forced to participate in. So in summary here, the world today has already hit a point of maximum saturation regarding debt, and the effect of this moving forward will be devastating to the world economy and its people. Are we on the same page here? Does this sound about right to you, or is it hitting you the wrong way? Is Greg way off base? Greg doesn't know what he's talking about? Whatever, man. Look, I'm preaching to the choir. I get that. But again, you must always be mindful of what is going on here. Have a wise mind. Stay ahead of the curve. Realize what's happening to you. The puppets, the players, the game of destruction, what's happening to the people of the world here. Do you see it? Do you finally see it? Anyway, look, people, with regard to this market, we have what I believe in my heart is the best indicator you can possibly look for when we're trying to gauge what we should do with regard to the market here. Now, again, I'm getting all these questions. Greg, should I take up a cash position? Having a position in cash is a position, in case you don't know that. In other words, look, you and I, if you've been with me for any length of time, we've been buying this market, buying this market, buying this market, and what has happened? Record 47, record highs this year alone, to say the least. And I mean the least, you're doing very well here. And I hope eventually you're going to take some of those profits and pay it forward. You're going to donate to a charity that you believe in. Understand? Okay, you got to pay it forward in life. If you don't do this, you will lose. That's how the universe works, man. We are responsible for each other, period. That's why I'm out here, because I feel a profound responsibility to keep all of you ahead of the curve. Now, anyway, look. I understand there's a lot of uncertainty with regard to the presidential selection. I realize what the market wants. The market wants Trump. The crypto market wants Trump. If it doesn't get it, there's a potential here for this to not be too pretty. But what do we do? What do we do? Do we just fly by the seat of our pants here? Or are we doing what we've been doing for 1,000 years, that is watching the debt market? Because the debt market is the key. The debt market is the driver. Everything else is a derivative of action in the debt market. So what do we got? Let's look at this real quick. Okay, this is from this morning. Again, this downtrend remains. This is not just squiggly lines, new people here, new lines that I welcome to the pride. What you're seeing here with the MMRI, free to everybody, link in the description of this video, okay, is what the Fed is doing in real time with regard to devaluing the currency, the dollar in this case, and keeping rates suppressed. This started back in June, man, right under everyone's news, where the Fed started, right around here, is where the Fed started full-blown QE, buying all the debt, creating cash out of nothing to do it, and that has caused bond yields to crater. They're also reshaping the entire yield curve control. I've been talking about this. It's in your face. Okay, it's happening. Nobody's talking about it. Again, you're not allowed to know these things. But this mechanism has created this stock market, which seems invincible and unstoppable, at least at this point. Anyway, the key to that is right here. Again, this trend is at least intact for now. Do you see what I'm talking about? This downtrend here. We're in this channel. You see these two lines, this channel? What we need to be watching for and be mindful of is a breakout above here. You see where I drew this little circle? That's where we are today with regard to the MMRI, okay? If we break out above here and we start, that's a big tell that things are not looking too good. I watch this every day, okay? This is my little creation, my little creature that I created here. Like I'm Dr. Frankenstein. This is it. This is all I look at. I don't sit there and fixate on the stock market because I realize, like you do, nothing matters with regard to, again, fundamental factors here, PE ratios, forward guidance, whatever it might, doesn't matter. It's all about easy money, just like the dot-com bubble, which, again, wild speculation, multiples expansion, and that's what we're seeing right now. It means this market's gonna fall massively, but not until we see this change. This change. Now, again, are we clear on this? We're watching for a breakout here with the MMRI. In other words, an uncontrolled sell-off in the debt market, which will spike this, and that will put a lot of pressure on stock markets. You understand? I feel that right now, at least up until the selection, the 5th, few weeks away, November 5th, I feel that this is going to continue. After that, what have I been telling you? All bets are off. All bets are off. Now, again, if the market doesn't get Trump, if the stock market doesn't get Trump, we really could see a tantrum take place. But as long as this trend remains lower, we buy whatever dip comes along. With regard to cryptocurrency, the crypto king, Trump has streamlined a business around cryptocurrency, making it a worldwide tradable asset, and his own crypto token as well. The man is embedded here with regard to cryptocurrency. He's promised to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the world. We don't need that. We need a constitutional money system. You know that. We're not getting it. Just wake up, unfortunately. But look, I want you guys never, never to worry. I want you to never overreact. If you do that, you lose your ability to put things together logically and you will make a bad choice. I intend to stay in the market. All right, that's what I'm doing, and I'm not saying you should do that. All right, I want to see what happens. If, in fact, again, let's throw out the hypothetical. The market wants Trump. We all know that. Duh, why? What was he calling for during his last tenure? The man is a big fan of, he called the Fed boneheads. He called them boneheads. Look it up for yourself. During his last tenure, because he wanted zero and or negative rates, which worked out really well for Europe, okay? Doesn't work. It's an economic destroyer. We all know that, but it would prop up the stock market, which is really, look, man, I'm going to tell you what it's all about. It's about the 1 and 2%ers, in case you don't know. It's not about you or me. We are a means to an end. Negative rates are not going to help us. It's not going to. No amount of tariffs or Kamala's plan, which neither one has a plan. All they're going to do is destroy us further because they're both in bed with the Fed selling you their plan, again, to lower rates and obviously weaken the currency. These two things are economic destroyers, but they also lift the stock market. Are we on the same page here? So, again, if the market throws a tantrum, doesn't get Trump, if it sells off and this trend is still down, what are we going to do? Are we going to sit back and suck our thumb off and cry? Freaking no, we're not. Me and my lions are going to pounce. We are going to buy the market. Get longer. You understand? Are we on the same page? With regard to crypto, the crypto space could take a big hit if Trump is not selected. What are we going to do here? As long as this trend is lower, we buy it all. We buy it all. Does this make sense to you what I'm saying? Or is Greg, again, out there, doesn't know what he's talking about, people? Let me know, all right? I am trying my hardest to keep all of you way ahead of the curve, to keep all of you in the know, to give you actionable information. And I really believe I've done that to the best of my ability. Anyway, look, man, I really want to hear from you on what I have said. Now, I understand. Let's go back one more time real quick. First of all, anyone that is playing with cash that they cannot afford to lose or they're expecting the market to never fall or never have a pullback or drop, you shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be in any asset. I guess you should be, I don't know what you should be doing. You certainly don't want to be in cash. Cash is being destroyed. But if you wanted to have a cash position, let's say we just closed Friday with a record high. Okay. If you wanted to say, you know what, I need to take a break from this freaking freak show. I just want to step back until after the presidential election. I'll get back in here. You know what? Hold that thought. My nose is running. Crazy allergies. I really wouldn't blame you for doing that. Look, everyone has a different risk tolerance, period. Me, my risk tolerance is probably far beyond the sun. Another shout out, Ding Bay over there. You know, it's really extremely high, my risk tolerance here. But I understand that some of you are not like that. You don't have to be like me. You understand? Everybody attacks a particular situation in a different way. With regard to the market, our strategy, and this is our strategy, in my opinion, is also invincible. We're spread out. We're betting against the debt, becoming a more central bank, doing what central banks are doing right now. The number one buyer of gold in the world is central banks right now. Period. Okay? We're taking advantage of the situation. Yes, we're in me. I would hope, I think a lot of you are in crypto as well. These are the places to be. Gold and silver. Silver, Greg's favorite asset of all time. Period. You all know that too. So we're good here. But if you have maybe a normal risk tolerance, I guess, and you have, again, a lot of profit in this market. Again, 47 freaking record highs for this market. Have you done well? I would say, yeah. If you've been with me, you've done exceedingly well. Maybe you want to sit back in a cash position. I wouldn't blame you for that. But let's keep our eyes on this, all right? From today forward, all of you, whether you're in this market or not, you want to know where it's going to go, you watch this. And again, I don't charge for this. It's 100% free. There is a link in the description of this video. Again, pop it up. Every day, refer to this. Just look at it. What do you got to lose? Nothing. Doesn't cost you a single penny. Just look at it. Let's see where this goes. All we're looking for, all you and I are looking for and waiting for, is an eventual debt market meltdown. That's going to occur. Again, no accident. No comedy of errors. It's going to happen at a time where central banks stop buying all the debt. They're the number one buyer of debt right now. When this spikes, we run for the hills with regard to the stock market. We get out across the board. All right. And then what are we doing? We're hedged anyway. We're in commodities, gaining exposure to commodities here. If you subscribe to my newsletter, again, free, I put out at least 6, maybe 7 or 8 lists of exchange traded funds, which will give you exposure to commodities. But again, my favorite thing is to hold it in my hand. I want this stuff in my hand, man. Does that make sense to you? Are we still on the same page? Look, I'm going to let you all go. I hope I've covered your concern here. For those of you that have your concern about this market, I get it, man. It's, again, look at this paper that I wrote. We're in the same situation right now with regard to the run-up to the dot-com bubble and market meltdown. The same situation, although it's much, much worse. Nothing comes close to where we are now. This is in your inbox if you subscribe to my newsletter again, all right? I urge you to make copies of this stuff. Put it in a file. Read this stuff. Get, you know, share it. Get it out there. You have my full permission. I want people to be aware of what's happening to them and why, so they can take action. You understand? I'm not just here to blab and listen to myself talk. In fact, I don't like it at all. But again, I feel a profound responsibility to all of you to keep you ahead of the curve, and I think I'm doing that. All right, I'm gonna let you all go. Love you all from the heart. Think about what we spoke about here. Please comment, all right? Not just for the algorithms, okay? Yes, you comment here, it helps the algos. You give these videos a thumbs up, it helps the algos. It gets the video out there, people see it. Comment, good, bad, indifferent, whatever you want. I wanna hear from you. I read through the comments, I promise you. I may not answer them, but I look for them. I wanna get into your head. So it allows me to bring you, guys and girls out here, actionable information. And that's what this is all about. It's about pondering where we're at, where we're going, understanding the game, and then doing something about it. Not just sitting here doing nothing. You understand? All right. With that said, people, this guy loves you from the heart. Mean that with all I got. I will see you in the morning, as usual. And we got this. Whatever they do, I don't care. We will counter-strategize. And the beauty of this is we can't be beaten the way we are attacking the system or our strategy against those who are looking to destroy us. Are we on the same page? All right. See you in the morning. Until we meet again, people, please, as always, take care of yourselves and each other.